This next point may not sound theological, but it's real. Faith makes you equal with God. Faith makes you equal with faith brings you to the same platform of operation with God.
You are welcome again to the broadcast from the website of thetruechristianfaith.com. www.thetruechristianfaith.com. You can get us on 070-5325-1410. 070-5325-1410. As I said earlier the other week, it's always important that you take advantage of the resources on our website in order to check your Bible so that you yourself, you can know the mind of God. The will of God is that you should know God's mind. That is the will of God for each one of us. So these short brokers, as they come to you, they are basically to ginger you up to pick up your Bible yourself. As you could get from the beginning of this talk, the little thing we'll be talking about is faith itself. Faith, that is what we'll be talking about.
This next point may not sound theological, but it's real. Faith makes you equal with God. Faith makes you equal with faith brings you to the same platform of operation with God.
You heard briefly from the voice of Mr. David Abioye, the deputy to the founder of the Winners Chapel, Mr. David Oyedepo. You heard him there talking about faith. And one of the clips that you just heard, you heard him saying that this next point may not sound theological, but it is real. Faith makes you equal with God. I expect alarms to be ringing in your mind if you know a little about the true God and about the Bible. The little work that I'm going to do in this short broadcast is that I will try to break down some of these things, because in Christianity, you don't have many more important issues to be clear about than the issue of faith. What does the Bible call faith? What is the meaning of the word faith by the Bible? When we check our Bible, you discover that the meaning of the word faith is simply confidence you have in a higher person. That's the meaning of the word faith. Confidence. Please, you might need to take note of that, because that is very, very important. What does the Bible define faith by? The meaning of the word faith in the Bible is simply confidence you have in a higher person. In this particular case, the higher person is God. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 22, told his disciples, have faith in God. Have confidence in God. In the book of John chapter 11 verse 25 to 26, Jesus said unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, I want you to know that, he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Verse 26 says that, and whosoever lives and believes in me again shall never die. In both instances, the issue of faith is in me. The me here was the speaker, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark 11 verse 22 that I mentioned earlier, the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, have faith in God. In John chapter 11 verse 25 and 26, he said, he that believes in me. In many other parts of the Bible, it can be made very clear. The faith of Christianity is belief in God. The faith of Christianity is belief in a person that is higher than you in this particular case, God. That is the faith of Christianity. But the devil has redefined faith. It is now something far different from confidence in God. It is now defined as something that exists in the heart of any person. Whether the person is a Christian or not, it's a determination resident inside of your heart, of your mind, by which you can simply declare and make declarations, give orders to forces in the air to execute your will. That is what faith is now being called. That's pure occultism. That is witchcraft. Sadly, that is what most pastors now teach as faith in the church.
This next point may not sound theological, but it's real. Faith makes you equal with God.
What Mr. Abioye has just said, let us break it down together. The next point may not sound theological, but it is real. What he's saying is that what you are going to hear is not in the Bible, but is true according to him. It's not in the Bible, but it is true, and it is a spiritual thing. Then you should ask yourself, what was the source? Who gave you the idea if it is not in the Bible? How did you arrive at the idea that it is true? It is real, even though it is not in the Bible. The Christian Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19, forbids any human being from adding any idea from any source whatsoever to the word of God and calling it true. The Bible forbids Christians from bringing their opinion, no matter wherever they think that opinion comes from. If the thing is not specifically and expressly stated by God, you cannot bring it to spiritual discussion, because it's only things that were said by God, approved by God, that can form the basis of belief. But where was Mr. Abioye? Just like so many other Word of Faith and Pentecostal and prosperity teachers, saying upfront that what he was about to say cannot be found in the Bible, but it is true. What somebody was going to say cannot be found in the Bible. He knows it couldn't be found in the Bible, but he believes it is true all the same. The Bible wants anybody who fears God to run away from every such person. Now, let's listen to the last part of his sentence, and you hear another blasphemy from the mouth of Mr. Abioye.
Faith makes you equal with God.
I don't want to sugarcoat anything about that particular statement, and you must see it as blasphemy. That something can be in you in any way in your mind, and the thing brings you to the level of equality with the Almighty, you should be able to say that something is definitely wrong with the teaching of any group of person, whoever said that kind of thing. The sad part of all of this, I should warn before I go far, is that what Mr. Abioye is saying is basically what he learned was Mr. Oyedepo. The sad thing is that what Mr. Oyedepo teaches was what he learned from Kenneth Hagin. And Kenneth Hagin, incidentally, happened also to be the teacher of virtually every Pentecostal and charismatic teacher that we have in Nigeria. They teach blasphemy, that there's some state of mind you can have, which they call faith. And by you having that state of mind, you achieve equality with God. It does not occur to them that they blaspheme God by their statements. But Mr. Abioye was not even done. You hear from his next statement.
Faith makes you equal with, faith brings you to the same platform of operation with God.
That faith brings you to the same platform of operation with God. Mr. Abioye's faith, the word of faith, people's faith. And let me say, sadly, what Mr. Abioye is saying is what every Pentecostal person teaches, every one of them. They all teach this evil, this satanic idea that a human being can, under some circumstance, operate at the same, on the same pedestal with God. The Christian Bible teaches that God is beyond the limit of any created being, even angels. But just as the Lord Jesus Christ warned in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 11, of many false teachers deceiving many, we now have Pentecostal and charismatic people in Nigeria and in the world teaching that some particular state of mind of yours will make you equal with God. The Bible in the book of 2 John says that if anyone comes through and brings not this doctrine, you should not take the person to your house. And what doctrine is the Bible actually talking about? He's talking about the doctrine of the uniqueness of God. He's talking about the doctrine of the uniqueness of Christ. That Christ, when he was on earth, was not just a mere human being, like Paul, like Peter, like John, that he was indeed God in human flesh. That Christ was indeed God on 2 feet. That is what the Bible says. Incidentally, that is one area of satanic belief that you have today in the church. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, let me read verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I want us to connect John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 with John chapter 1, verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That is verse 1 and 2. At the beginning of verse 14 we have, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, who was in the beginning with God, and who was indeed God, became flesh. His name is Jesus, the Christ, God himself in human flesh. Now, how does that now connect with the topic of our discussion for today? The moment you have any definition of the word faith that is different from confidence in God, you actually have another definition of the word Christ. That is the problem. That is the hole the Pentecostals have dug themselves into. Because they have another definition of the word faith. They definitely have another definition of the person Christ. And therefore, when you ask the average Pentecostal person and charismatic person, who was Jesus Christ when he was on earth? Was he a mere man? More than 97-98% of them will tell, yes, he was a man. He was simply an anointed man. But the Lord Jesus Christ, in John chapter 8, verse 24, warned anybody who believed that the person is in his sin. What the Bible has written about God that came in flesh, if you don't believe that he is God, he was God on earth, John chapter 8, verse 24, you are not saved. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the Messiah himself. And since the Pentecostals don't believe that Christ was actually God himself in flesh, the Bible says they are not saved. And that is why you have a wrong definition of the word faith. And that is why their own faith, which is an occult thing, can bring you on the same blasphemous pedestal with their so-called God. Meet us again next week on this station. But before then, visit our website, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. I repeat, www.thatruechristianfaith.com. You can get us on 070-5325-1410. 070-5325-1410.